Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
So what are we doing today, Krista?
We are defending things.
Or talking about people that defending
more that one.
Things.
Yeah, that one.
And by things, we mostly mean New York?
Mostly, yeah. Basically just New York. So The Defenders is on Disney Plus. This is a big deal. Because they're a little bit more violent and a little bit more...
Well, it's a big deal is because they were conceived, produced, and streamed by Netflix originally. Mm-hmm. Back before the whole Disney Plus era and the TV Marvel was more closely linked with the cinema MCU Marvel.
Right.
So they had references to the MCU, and it was supposed to be sort of in the same universe, but it wasn't really.
Yeah.
And kind of like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., actually.
Right.
But much more violent, and it's now on Disney Plus with parental controls.
Yeah, so we thought we'd talk about it a little bit.
Not for the kiddies.
No, definitely not for the kiddies. Just kind of our thoughts about it, and then what that means for, like, MCU as a whole, and, yeah, just chatting about Defenders. So, consider this your spoiler warning. If you haven't seen these yet, they're several years old, though, guys. Get on it.
Yeah. And they're worth watching.
Definitely. Unless you're kiddies.
Most of them are worth watching.
Fair.
Yeah.
Well, we can chat about that, too.
Uh-huh.
Before we get to any of that, though, Brandon, what's your nerd thing this week?
Well, the nerd thing this week is probably the nerdiest nerd thing that we've ever nerded before.
Okay.
We are going to a Dungeons & Dragons meetup.
I was going to say, that's pretty intense. We've been to, like, comic conventions. When we went to a Jane Austen-themed ball where we dressed and
danced
appropriately.
That was also pretty nerdy. But, like, this is, like... OG nerd, Nerdville. Yeah, we're gonna do some Dungeons and Dragons and roll the dice.
And I've never done this before.
No, I have played a little bit of pencil and paper RPGs before, but not specifically Dungeons and Dragons.
Whereas I've done nothing.
It's all cool now. Like they play Dungeons and Dragons on Stranger Things and
we
stuff.
We got to pick our characters and names and things like that. So what are you, Brandon?
I'm gonna be a half elf warlock.
And I'm really excited because I'm going to be a rock gnome bard.
That rocks.
Yo.
You're okay.
But my name is Sparkle Jim, and it's my favorite thing in the world. Being Sparkle Jim.
Sparkle Jim.
I don't know anything else. I just like the name. So yes, that's also my nerd thing. We're going to be doing that. Well, by the time this comes out, we will have done it. We're doing that this weekend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. With exactly. Some coworkers of mine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
That is definitely a nerd thing.
It's very, very, very nerdy. And of course, it was the Oscars yesterday when this is published. So.
Congrats, winners.
Yay, Oscars.
Yeah. Of course, we're recording in advance of that. So we are sure Drive My Car won Best International Film.
Yeah. Put money on that. I'm pretty sure that Encanto's a lock for the animated.
Okay, yeah, good. Any other for sure's we want?
No.
No, okay, all right. But congrats all the winners. And Brandon, also, what are you drinking?
I'm not sure you made it for me. I think it's a lemon gin spritzer of
it
some
is.
Sort.
Yeah, it's lemon gin. It's springy weather here, which is interesting. We still, of course, have lots of snow on the ground, but it's melting, and it's supposed to snow tomorrow. But today it's not. It's nice. So springy, lemon.
Yeah, it feels nice and springy.
Yeah, I'm going to barbecue later.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about this.
I am excited for the spring weather.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you drinking, Krista?
I am drinking a matcha. I think it's vodka-based.
Oh. I'm not sure. Oh, yeah. I remember when we got that, vaguely.
Yeah, it's from, if you watched, shout out to our Adventures A YouTube channel, and we did a Thanksgiving trip in Radium in Invermere, BC. Well, from Invermere, we went to a distillery, and this is from that same distillery.
Yeah.
It's a matcha liqueur with, spritzer, again. Very, very, very tasty and very springy as well.
Hooray!
Yay!
For spring.
Yay, for spring. Also, we are down to 2 days until Moon Knight. Moon Knight's coming out this week.
Yeah.
So excited.
Very exciting. They've been posting some clips online. Mm-hmm. We watched one of them, but I don't want to watch too much because like, I just want to watch the show now. So,
we're so close that it's just like, just give us the show.
Yeah. Very exciting.
Mm-hmm. And they had some Instagram-y coverage I saw. I guess they had the premiere or red carpet event or whatever for it. So that's very exciting because it is right around the corner. And I think that takes us to the news.
Disney A News Update.
Okay, so some news items for you. Do you remember hearing about how Walt Disney Imagineering was moving to Florida?
Yes, I do remember.
Yeah. Well, people are really not happy about this, especially with Florida's recent, the Don't Say Gay bill. So I guess pressure is on to reconsider this. I don't know if pressure is going to amount to anything. Probably not.
Yeah, there's
a lot of pressure.
There's a lot of monetary reasons that they were doing it in the first place. Mm-hmm. So those didn't go away. But it's interesting. That's interesting.
Yep. Magic key holders at Disneyland can pick up, they get little perks and little presents and stuff like that periodically. Starting March 21st, they can pick up a magic key themed reusable straw. So that's another.
That sucks.
That's kind of funny. Disney Parks, speaking of that Don't Say Gay bill, released an official statement earlier this week in support of LGBTQIA+ communities. And also there was the walkout like 5 days ago or so. And
they walked out. Well, so not only did Disney Parks post it, but it was across all Disney related social media.
Marvel, Disney.
I saw even ESPN had some very similar statement, is of course owned by Disney. So
I forgot. I don't follow ESPN, yeah. But I guess you would. So I didn't see that one, but I saw Marvel did and Star Wars did. And
yeah, it was across the board. And they're like, well, we screwed up. Let's try and post some
stuff,
and then
today it made the news again because apparently people inside the company had urged executives to make a strong statement to begin with, and of course they didn't, and then it was oops. So yeah,
I mean, better late than never, but maybe not something to be late on.
Exactly. On a different note, news, we've got some construction news around Disneyland. So you know how Pirates of the Caribbean is temporary?
Dumb pirates. They closed it on its anniversary.
That is so dumb.
55th anniversary.
2 days after that, guys. Like, that's what's crazy. The difference in a couple days? The 55th, not like a random anniversary.
Not the 27th.
Exactly. I mean, I get it's not the 50th or the 75th, but 55 is still pretty.
It's a nice
something.
Round number.
Yeah. Wait. But they have they do a better job with the scrims up now.
They're fancy because they know they're going to be up for a while.
Yeah,
so. Exactly.
And Pirates is such a beloved one, so it's kind of cool. They kind of did them like photo ops, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, the little murals from
scenes
from the ride, famous scenes from the ride.
But
so it's
you may not
cool.
be able to ride it for its 55th anniversary, but it does have the 55 logo on it. It's scenes from the ride with some of the dialogue or lyrics to the song, and What I particularly like is the one where it looks like the pirates are trying to get the dog, but you go and stand where the dog is. I like that one. Because that's, of course, the best scene.
They will still be there when we are there, so we can go have our picture.
I think we should.
You can be the puppy dog with the key.
Okay, deal. I don't have a magic key, though. Also, downtown Disney District, the AMC has been officially 100% demolished. There's the structure was standing for a while and like just the beams and whatnot, but now it's completely gone.
Bye bye.
Exactly. And demolition has also begun on the Earl of Sandwich building. So that's pretty exciting. It's like making some progress. Hopefully it ends up awesome.
It was an empty building, so.
Very true.
Can't be much worse, I suppose.
Well, Earl of Sandwich wasn't an empty
building.
Yeah,
but that wasn't the main part of that.
No, that is very true, yes. So that's at least something. But that's basically it for the Disneyland news.
Okay, main topic?
Main topic.
Disney Plus and chill.
Okay, so let's talk general defenders here, first of all. And then I want to hear your thoughts on everything. Because I'm sure you have thoughts.
Yeah, well, let's
talk what is the Defenders first.
Yeah, let's kind of go in order of all how it happened. Because it was sort of an organic thing. Like, it was semi-planned out, but not really.
Right.
Netflix partnered with Marvel to develop the series, and it kind of went from there. Daredevil was the first one and set the tone. Season one of Daredevil was very, very cool. It was
so cool. And dark.
Dark, super dark, redeemed the character because, of course, there was that mediocre Ben Affleck version of the character in that was a movie way before.
Yeah.
Because Fox didn't know how to make Marvel movies, and that's one of the reasons that they're no longer a studio. But yeah, so it kind of redeemed the character, and it had like a super visceral kung fu style hallway fight scene that like really set it apart.
Oh, that was really cool. I distinctly remember that.
And each series after that kind of had their own version of it, kind of, to kind of recreate that moment, but also always kind of falling short, but that's fine. So yeah, Daredevil season one was really cool. It was something different, mm-hmm. and it was like semi-connected to the MCU, but not really, and had a really different tone, and people really dug it.
Basically, the MCU existed in the Defenders world, but the Defenders didn't exist in the MCU world.
Yeah.
Is kind of how that
basically
worked.
Yeah, they had
they made references to the Battle of New York.
That was the big one, because like, of course, all these shows take place in and around different parts of New York,
right.
is the main idea, and they talked a lot about the Battle of New York, because that was like,
of course, a big thing. Big thing.
And they had some references to like Captain America and stuff like that, like,
mm-hmm.
very vague and not important,
just like, hey, we know it exists.
Yeah. But so what did you think of Daredevil, like, when you first saw it?
Oh, like, I was like, I absolutely loved it, but I was kind of shocked by it, mm-hmm. almost too. Not, I mean, like, it's not like watching, say, The Boys or anything like that, where like the violence is supposed to be shocking,
right?
But it was just, it was a really cool tone. Everything that people love about Batman, that I'm like, Batman's fine, but like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I got that vibe from Daredevil.
Yes, that's what they went for. We haven't seen the new Batman movie, but I feel that it's in a very similar tone, mm-hmm. to what these Netflix shows are. I'm still going to call them Netflix shows, even though they're
not
on Netflix anymore.
Netflix original shows,
yeah.
Anyway. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I really liked it. The acting I thought was superb. I absolutely fell in love with the characters. Matt Murdock and Foggy and, well, I always think of her as from True Blood.
Yes.
What is her character name in this? Is it Jessica?
No.
No, that's True Blood.
That's True Blood, yes. She's Vampire Jessica. What is her name? But she has a very interesting character arc.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she kind of starts off as just there, mm-hmm. and becomes like very empowered and stuff throughout the season. So, cool character.
Well, especially like, she's kind of a plot device in the first episode, but she doesn't end up that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Karen Page. Yeah, I really like the characters. I really like the style, and I liked, yeah, I just really like the story and everything of this. And of course, Fisk is just like a superb villain.
Yes. Excellent villain.
And everything was cast really well.
Yeah, which is why they are bringing them back.
Literally because of the casting.
Which is why this is on Disney Plus, is because they nailed the casting. They got access back to these characters when the licensing expired, and they're like, well, we can't do any better than that, so let's just bring them back.
We're going to make it work. We have a multiverse now, so whatever. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so what did you think of Daredevil?
I was very, very pleasantly surprised, because, mm-hmm. like, when I heard this was being developed, of course, Daredevil,
okay.
And, no, I thought the tone and the themes were all really good, and it set up a thing, and then we got more series announced.
Mm-hmm. So after Daredevil, Jessica Jones was the next one.
Yes.
I loved Jessica Jones.
Season one of Jessica Jones actually
loved it.
Might be my favorite out of all of these.
It is 100% for sure my favorite.
Yeah.
I think the premise is amazing. Kirsten, the actress?
Kristen Ritter.
Yeah. Yeah, she was on Gilmore Girls.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's also on Breaking Bad.
Yeah, she was. But I knew that one. It wasn't until I was watching Gilmore Girls and was like, oh, yeah, wait a minute. Bit of a different character.
So, yeah, Jessica Jones, really outside the box superhero, because, of course, she's this little itty bitty thing, but her superpower is like being super strong.
Absolutely.
And, very appropriate subject matter for,
mm-hmm.
the time it came out, like right in the middle of the Me Too thing,
yep.
and all that.
Oh, and man, the villain in this one,
yes.
Killgrave
is
every time he was on, I want to, like, I need to go shower or something.
Absolutely,
so
the creepiest villain, like
acted superbly.
Yeah, David Tennant, of course, probably most well known for Doctor Who.
Yes, yeah,
but
really, really talented
does a really good job of being an absolute creepazoid.
Oh my gosh, and, absolute monster.
Yeah, and no, it was really good. And so yeah, you have these two big ones right out of the gate, and then they're like, yeah, okay, we're gonna make this little mini universe, and
right.
Announce the rest of the series, the other two main series that are coming out, and that they're going to build towards this
yes.
team up mini Avengers
yes.
called the Defenders.
And we do have the next one was Luke Cage, mm-hmm. and we had Luke Cage as a character in
Jessica Jones. Yes,
mm-hmm. like a minor role kind of thing.
Yeah,
but yeah.
he was kind of a love interest in that one, actually.
Temporary love interest, anyway.
Yes. Well suited for each other.
Oh, yes, temporarily.
Yeah. Yeah, so I thought it was, like, just really good, and
oh
I was
God.
Excited for more things. And
Jessica Jones was one of the ones. Daredevil was, too, but Jessica Jones especially. That first season, there are certain shows that I've just become, like, absolutely obsessed with, and I'm, like, counting down the seconds till we can watch the next episode, and Jessica Jones was definitely that.
Well, it was on Netflix, so you didn't really have to count down the seconds. You
well,
press...
more just, like, I have to get home from work so we can watch another episode.
just press play, and then they keep going, because, yeah, they were very binge-worthy
shows. I think we watched it in, like, two sittings.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty close.
Yeah, so, okay, so you were a fan of this one, and then Luke Cage comes along. What did you think of this?
Well, then we go back to Daredevil Season 2
right away. I thought we added Luke Cage then as Season 2. You're right.
Right away, and Season 2 of Daredevil's, like, fine.
Yeah, I liked it. I didn't like it as much as I liked Season 1, but I liked it fine.
Yeah, it was fine. It was fine. It suffers from sequel-itis.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. The first one's so good that, like, anyway, that's fine. But then, we get a third character, Luke Cage, which we had seen before in Jessica Jones, and he's getting his own series, and we learn a little bit more about him.
Yep.
This one is quite fascinating. It takes place in Harlem,
mm-hmm.
and you get a lot of black culture coming
yes.
in, and you get another fantastic villain.
It's true. Well, yes.
So Mahershala Ali is just an amazing actor.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, what does he do that isn't amazing, right?
And he's coming... So this is interesting, because he's a villain in this show, but he's also going to be Blade in the MCU.
Right, oh boy.
So, it's fine because, of course, spoiler alert, he dies halfway through this season, and the show is not as good after he's...
Oh, he's just so amazing.
He's just really,
like,
really
yeah.
good. So.
But I like the way they approached the next villain, I guess, as well.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, there's one, Mahershala Ali, and... Yeah.
Yeah, no, so... Strong villains are carrying these shows. Yeah, it's interesting.
I don't know that they're carrying them, but they're definitely enhancing
them. No, they're carrying
them. Really?
Yeah.
You're trying to tell me that you like Kill... Oh, no. Let's go Fisk. You like Fisk better than Daredevil.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
For sure.
Okay, that's cool.
Like, the heroes are fine.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, Jessica Jones works because of the villain. Like, and it's not...
Well, their story together...
Yeah,
they're
too intertwined.
Yeah.
Like, most hero and villains are pretty intertwined. They're too intertwined. Like,
right.
She's a completely different person if that never happened to her,
that's
right?
That's
very true. So, that one's a tough one.
Yeah,
but, so.
That he is the catalyst for everything that she is and, and is not as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so we had Season 1 of Luke Cage and, like you said, awesome villain. And then what do we watch next?
Then we get the best one.
Can we skip this one?
You mostly could, probably. I don't think you miss much. I think, yeah, no, you don't really miss anything. You could probably watch The Defenders and be like, oh, hey, there's this cool guy with a glowing fist.
That's neat.
He doesn't do much in that either. I don't know.
We have Iron Fist. Okay, to be fair, we didn't hate this as much of the internet.
No, it was
it's just by far the weakest.
It was
link.
Watchable. The villain wasn't as good as any of the other villains. The hero wasn't nearly as good as any of the other heroes.
Your side characters were the best part of this.
Side characters are the best part. Like,
and they all showed up in The Defenders and were better in The Defenders anyway.
Yeah. So his girlfriend that is the actual martial artist.
Yeah,
is
she's way
better.
Way better.
Way better. So
and cop lady friend who cop was lady, yeah. overlaps with Luke Cage.
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Way better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just way better. And he's
anyway.
There.
So Iron Fist was definitely our least favorite, definitely. As it is everybody's.
Yes,
but he is necessary for the whole team up. I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, and
it's
his
not
relationship
horrible.
With his like pseudo sister and brother is interesting,
yeah.
and I think they're interesting.
It's fine,
and that's enough of that. We did not absolutely hate it. It's watchable. It's just
I'll be interested to see if they just forget that Iron Fist existed in this mini universe when they start bringing me over the other
yeah.
ones.
Well, I think we talked about before that the way to save Iron Fist is to have something to do with Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
So Shang-Chi, that whole movie was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We thought maybe we could fit it, and you said we just beat him up, and it's fine.
Yeah, he could beat him up, or like take pity on him, and like, oh well, yeah, you went to this mystical land and
mm-hmm.
stole their power. I guess I got these rings. My dad was immortal.
They're there.
I got a dragon.
Yeah, also that. Well, or we can introduce Iron Fist to Shang-Chi's sister.
Yeah, and then he wouldn't last long either.
Exactly. Also works fine.
Yeah. Okay, so we get all the intros. Daredevil has two seasons, but they're
everything else is one.
Everything
yeah.
else is one, and then they all come together and have
right.
the big team up.
Da, da, da.
And it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a short mini series,
mm-hmm.
but they all get their moment in the sun, and there's cool fights and... And it's
I like the way they have really cool choreographed fights all together and
yeah.
big group moments.
It works well.
Yeah.
And all the actors have pretty good chemistry.
Yeah.
Except maybe Iron Fist. But
yeah, well, but
I don't
he
think
isn't
he,
offensive
I,
enough to be
yeah,
a problem. He's just kind of there.
He's kind of like drywall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so, whatever. But yeah, no, the Defenders was really cool. I was like, I want this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want this to continue.
Right.
But they said it was kind of a one-off, and then they were going to continue their...
Individual arcs.
Individual shows, and probably not team up again, and then I was sad.
Sad, Brandon.
I was sad. Very sad.
Mm-hmm.
But then, after the Defenders,
mm-hmm.
I can't remember if he was introduced in and around any of the other series before this, but we get another character come in not a Defender,
mm-hmm.
but meets Defenders. I can't remember if he was in Daredevil season 2 or not.
I think he was in season 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the Punisher.
Yeah, who's also super well cast.
Super well cast.
Super cool character.
Yeah, and he was actually, the actor was just in one of the Oscar movies we watched.
Oh, yeah.
He was in King
yeah,
Richard.
Yeah, that's right.
In a completely different,
very
different role.
Yeah. But yes, I really like the Punisher too. I was surprised by that.
Yeah, like, the Punisher's been adapted several
mm-hmm,
times
mm-hmm.
before.
But he's a cool character concept.
And he's an interesting character because in the comics, he's distinctly written as not a role model. But then you have idiots thinking he is a role model.
Oh.
Kind of like how some idiots took the Joker, the
right,
Joaquin
right.
Phoenix Joker movie.
Mm-hmm.
He not a role model.
No, he's like a warning.
Yeah, he's a warning.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
And it like a tragic warning and
yeah.
and stuff like that. But no, a cool character, well done, hyper,
very well cast again,
hyper violent, and yeah, they'll probably bring this actor back
I
as
hope
well.
So yeah.
But yeah, the Punisher, pretty cool, and that was the first thing out of the gate after the big Defender.
Right.
thing because he's kind of separate, so
connected kinda, but separate
kind of
yeah.
have a breather after the big schmozzle of
right.
that
mm-hmm. that makes sense
mm-hmm.
Okay, so what was after the Punisher then?
So then we get a couple season twos several season twos in a row here,
okay.
and it's all dealing with the fallout from the Defenders.
That makes sense. Yeah, yeah.
Each of the separate characters fallout, so
mm-hmm.
Jessica Jones has like more trauma to deal with, and and her I think this is where her friend has like the drug addiction as
yeah,
well
yeah
and does well, all that, and then you have Luke Cage dealing with his little piece of the pie
mm-hmm.
and the fallout from that.
That was actually a really cool season.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think I think I might have liked season two of Luke Cage more than the second half of season one.
Maybe as a whole, there were definitely more elements in season one that I liked that stood out. But I think as like a storytelling, especially an arc for him, I liked season two, I think, better.
Yeah. And then season two of Iron Fist, which actually I liked better than season one.
I did as well.
I think because they focused more on the side characters.
Yes. that's what I was going to say.
But that deals with a lot of, because like the main villain in the Defenders is, of course, the Hand organization, yes, which is closely tied to Iron Fist,
yeah,
and all that. So they picked up really heavily with that.
So I guess you do need to have some elements of Iron Fist in there.
Yeah. And then we finally come to season three of Daredevil, which...
Who's also heavily involved with the Hand, though.
Very heavily involved, yeah. He was kind of brought up fighting them after he was blind.
Right.
And his whole mentor there was heavily involved...
Yes.
...against with the Hand.
Right.
And, of course, he dies, quote-unquote, in the Defenders.
Mm-hmm.
And so having a season three of... After all the other fallout from that... At the
when
end,
they all believe that he is dead.
Yeah, as one, like, oh man,
mm-hmm,
what are we doing and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and so we finally get a season three. It's okay.
Yeah, it was all right.
Again, okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
We're kind of like on diminishing returns, mm-hmm, with all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, which is probably why it kind of fizzled out.
Daredevil season three to me is the one that felt like a fizzle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it might be suffering from the fact that season one was amazing and season two was still fine. Obviously it wasn't season one, but it was so amazing that, like, and they had the big huge team up and they had all these other great moments that it felt very fizzly.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like they were stretching too much with Daredevil. Even Jessica Jones in season one was much better, and of course a big part of that is your villain and everything, but season two still had lots to say about this, like, manipulation and abuse and everything, which is, of course, the center of her story. She's just doing it on behalf of, like, her friend's drug addiction or all of these other things. Whereas, and like you said, with Luke Cage, I do think season two was really strong.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was probably had the strongest second season relative to its first season.
Yes, and Iron Fist wasn't problematic first or second. I agree. I like the second one better because the secondary characters. But by the time you get to Daredevil season three, it's like, he had his great moments already.
Yeah,
you know?
Like it's a case of diminishing returns, and it really fizzled out. I'm going to say I think we stopped watching after Daredevil season three.
I think we did.
There's a second season of Punisher, and I don't think we watched it.
I don't think
we
did either.
And the third season of Jessica Jones, which was the last one that was released, because they started canceling them all.
Yeah, and I had every intention of watching that one, and we didn't before we got to...
Kind of fizzled
canceled.
Out, mm-hmm, and things canceled, and then you're like, oh, I don't really want to invest time. It's already a diminishing return, so... So I'm curious to see how this all plays out now that it's on Disney Plus.
I think this summer is kind of when I watch the stuff that you're like, eh, on. I might watch Jessica Jones.
Oh, I would. If you're going to watch it, I will watch
okay.
it. Like,
all right. At least, I don't know, because I liked Punisher season one. There was nothing wrong with it. So I kind of like want to watch the rest of it. And Jessica Jones is the one most near and dear to my heart. So I do want to watch it. But yeah, same kind of thing. Like it fizzled out for us. It was one of those things that we just never picked back up with.
Yeah. And
I think that's true for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Like, there's a reason that they got started getting canceled. Even Daredevil, which was, like, the super popular one.
Yeah, it's one thing if you're canceling Iron Fist, but if you're canceling Daredevil, that's saying something.
Yeah. They probably could have made it work, but also Netflix likes to cancel things anyways. So, whatever.
But I do think now that it's on Disney Plus and now that we're looking at integrating more into the wider MCU, or rather into the MCU at all, now I do want to finish up these shows, I think.
Yeah, I might as well.
Two seasons left. Come
might
on,
as,
we can do it.
Might as well.
Especially if they're going to reinvent it. Reinvent's the wrong word, but if they're going to revisit these characters and put them back into these other situations.
Yeah, and these series are not... I'm pretty sure they're not in the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
They've kind of danced around that. They haven't confirmed anything.
Right.
But we're gonna be they're gonna inform that they're MCU version.
Right.
they're going to take the good parts out of it. And...
Right. Okay, so let's explain this, because this is debated a lot, and I think we can talk about not Daredevil character, but Matt Murdock character.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, I mean, we said they're spoilers, so you've been warned. Matt Murdock shows up.
In Spider-Man. Yeah.
He shows up, he's just a really good lawyer. Mm-hmm. But of course,
clearly superpowered,
but we don't see him as Daredevil. No. We just see him as Matt Murdock, and there's definitely something up with Matt Murdock, right? And he's a lawyer, and he's blind, and that is as much as we know about him, basically.
Yep.
And when he showed up on screen, the theater freaked out. It was fantastic. It was one of those great moments in a theater.
Yeah. Speaking of, I feel really bad because. The actor Charlie Cox,
yes,
was told that like the theaters were freaking out and stuff, and so he like snuck in and watched that scene from the wings in a theater, and it was like dead silent, not the one he went to. And I was wondering like maybe it was like
a later show.
like a couple weeks later, but opening night all those would have it was explosive.
Yeah, well, we went a week, like we went opening night, and it was a small town theater, and people screamed. And then we went again like a week later, or almost a week later, until it was like a matinee, it was like a half open, and people didn't scream, but it was definitely like a collective gasp in the whole thing. So how did he get a silent one?
I don't know. Pick the wrong showing, I guess. And I felt bad. I'm like, no, it was really cool.
Because that was one where people believed that he was gonna show up, because that comments had been made, and we actually talked about this in a previous podcast episode, that if Daredevil comes in, no one's going to play him except Charlie Cox, basically. And people are like, why would he say that?
Yeah,
like,
that was a weird one. That was a weird one from Feige. Kind of letting the cat out of the bag a little early. But
people thought he was coming later, like way down the road. Yeah. And then he showed up like a week later in Spider-Man, because this was just before Spider-Man. And they were talking more about the acquisition of Defenders and everything.
Yeah.
So, of course, that has everyone talking.
Yeah, and it was a good thing that it was Feige that said it, because anybody else might have had the Marvel snipers on them real fast.
Tom Holland, come on.
Yeah.
Between Mark Ruffalo and Tom Holland, they just don't let them talk to anyone. But anyway, so a lot of the discussion has been, following this, they're like, okay, is it the same character? And I believe it was Charlie Cox himself said that he's not the same character, but he's not the same character.
Yeah, that's what Charlie Cox said. But Vincent D'Onofrio said
that was the next thing I was gonna that say.
He's the same character, but I mean, each actor can play things differently, right, how they want, and there's no super confirmation. But we're assuming just how the timelines are, that it's not exactly the same character.
Well, the way the characters have to work, I mean, even, Fisk as a character, he might branch off and go different ways, but we might pick up in the MCU at a different place where he might have the same background. I mean, we saw him in, I'm assuming that was season one of Daredevil, when we see him as a little boy.
Yeah.
And everything. We assume that he still has that root, but then, because we have that great timeline, jump all over the place.
It's fine. They're gonna
make it work.
They're gonna take the good parts, and you don't have to think about it too hard. Exactly. It's still just a TV show.
I always think about it as Mystery Science Theater 3000. It's just a TV show. Better just relax.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it.
Yeah. But I mean, enjoy it, and you know, have a lot of fun talking about it. Yeah, and debating and stuff.
Of course.
Like that. Yeah.
You can debate.
And I like this. I like that they're taking
to puzzle
the same.
It out.
Yeah. I like that they're taking. It feels to me like they're gonna take the same character. They're just putting them in different situations. But the thing I love about Marvel, and I love about any story I love, is that if it's a character-driven story, and so the plot details around it don't need to fit exactly. It's not a puzzle piece here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the characters in these different situations, kind of like the comic books.
Yeah, but that's the inspiration. You don't have to read every single comic book, and you can fill in the blanks in your head, right, and it just works.
Yeah, exactly. So I like this. They did such an amazing job in casting all these characters. You can't imagine Daredevil now as Ben Affleck. He is Charlie Cox.
Affleck who?
Yeah. And Fisk, right? Like, these characters are just awesome. And, and we already said Fisk has shown up in Hawkeye as well. So now we have all this overlap. And all I want to know is, where's the next place someone's going to show up?
Yeah. they can do mm-hmm. they can do whatever they want with this, and it's going to be exciting.
Well, they might, and it can be like just a little throwaway thing, like he had a lawyer, and it just happened to be this familiar face who has pretty crazy reflexes, right? Like, he might be a little, it was a, I don't know, a 1-2 minute thing on screen. You can have, I don't know, in Moon Knight, part of it takes place in New York, right?
Probably.
Everything takes place in New York, right?
I don't know.
And I don't know, maybe he's walking through Harlem or something, like, who knows,
you
right?
You never know.
They can show up anywhere.
You never know.
Mm-hmm. What, where do you want to see these guys?
Well, I want to see all sorts of crazy stuff going on in Doctor Strange.
And I think that is the best place we can see anything like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I want them to throw the kitchen sink at Doctor Strange.
I think they might.
it seems like they might, yeah.
I'm so excited for Doctor Strange. That's fair. That's a really good place
yeah,
for these things.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. just go crazy.
Yep.
Go crazy with that one.
I hope they do. I think they will.
Yeah, they're going pretty crazy, but I want them to, like...
Lean hard into it.
Don't make it so that the plot is unintelligible, but just fan service all the way.
Totally.
Who cares?
Do it. Absolutely. Good answer for that one. I also want to see more about the Punisher.
Yes.
I think he can fit in a lot of different places.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not forget about him here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would like to see Sam's Captain America interact with the Punisher.
That's cool.
Because they're like... two sides of the same coin going completely opposite directions, right?
Yes. I like that.
Yeah.
Because I was originally thinking Sam's Captain America with Luke Cage, because we left Luke Cage in a pretty dark place at the end of his season two.
All three of them.
It's true.
Because, like, you could have the race card with
That's
Sam,
what I'm thinking, yeah.
Sam and Luke Cage.
Because Luke Cage is lean and not so great anymore, but very, very murky.
Very murky, yeah.
Whereas Sam is pretty much figured out where he's at this point in time.
Yeah.
So that's why I was thinking they'd be a cool one. But I agree, the Punisher would be an excellent kind of square.
Yeah, like former army dudes and
all
that. Yeah, but yeah, the race thing is very interesting. I like to explore like what it means to be a black superhero kind of thing.
It's
very fascinating.
And that's one of the things I love about Marvel. I mean, it literally in this, with the exception of good old Danny... I mean, he was rich, I guess. That was probably a...
yeah.
We have the blind guy.
You have disabled character, the female character, the minority character, and rich cis white male. Well, I can't imagine why one didn't work as well.
You mean people couldn't identify with the millionaire? Or, sorry, billionaire?
And the culturally appropriating billionaire
oh, yeah.
white guy?
Well, yeah.
Like, come on.
People didn't like seeing themselves in that, really? But not only do you have, like, race is an integral part of the Luke Cage one, and for Jessica Jones, it's not that she's... Well, I mean, part of it is that, you know, she's a woman and she looks very tiny and she's really, really strong.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, abuse is the center of her story, right? Like, and then, of course, you have the blind superhero. And, yeah, well, then you have Danny. And the rest. So, yes, I'm interested to see how these all intersect with these other characters that we now know and love or don't love or whatever. Anything else to add about the Defenders?
No.
It's cool and...
Go Iron Fist!
I just want Shang-Chi to beat him up. He wouldn't do that. His sister would. So badly.
Yes. That's what we should see. They should make a Ten Rings series with bringing the hand.
Yes.
And have them... kill Iron Fist. I don't know.
I don't even hate him. It's just it's not working.
It's just lame.
You don't exist.
It's lame.
I think they're most likely just gonna write out the Iron Fist. I think he just doesn't.
Yeah, there's just not. There's just not gonna. Not gonna ever bring it up again.
Yeah, I mean maybe a small little. They'll probably do the hand more.
Yeah,
and just I don't know. Maybe a nod, but probably not.
You can use the hand.
And talk about how they killed Iron Fist. okay. Brannon, which of Marvel's Defenders are you?
Probably Iron Fist, because I'm just the lame white guy.
Well, let's find out. Choose a non-Defender superhero. Black Widow, Hawkeye, Scarlet Witch, Batman, Black Panther, Doctor Strange, Superman, Spider-Man, or Wonder Woman.
To just choose, like, one. Just choose one.
Yeah.
Huh. Let's go Doctor Strange.
That's the one I would have bet on for you. Choose some comfort food. Do you want a grilled cheese, fried chicken, burrito, mac and cheese, pie, ice cream, spaghetti and meatballs, pizza, or alcohol?
Ooh. Alcohol.
My hand was hovering over it already.
Or a burrito, but let's go with alcohol. We're comforting ourselves with the alcohol.
Choose a mythical creature. Vampire.
Responsibly comforting ourselves with alcohol.
You're going to be Jessica Jones now. That's how she comforts herself. Yeah, I know. Okay. Choose a mythical creature. Vampire, dragon, centaur, werewolf, fairy, unicorn, elf, leprechaun, or mermaid?
Dragon.
Cool. And choose a song. I don't know some of these. Okay. Want You Back, Bad Liar, Summer Bummer, Forever Young, Malibu, Cut to the Feeling, Greenlight, Despacito, or Shape of You?
Okay, I'm just going to look at the pictures here, because
I don't even know some of these.
Okay. I don't know most of these. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not going to go Despacito.
No, that's literally the only one. Oh no, I think I know a Shape of You.
Yeah, you do.
And I don't.
And Forever Young.
Yeah, let's go with that one, I guess. I don't know.
Is that because you're totes young?
So young.
Oh, by the way, did I tell you that Mimi explained that it's cringe if you are, like, under the age of 17? We're not, so we can say it's cringy.
Or not.
Or not at all. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Choose an app. Go. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, Snapchat, Spotify, Tumblr, Facetune, or Messenger?
Twitter. That's where I get all my hockey news.
Choose a Netflix show. BoJack Horseman, Glow, House of Cards, Orange is the New Black, Narcos, Master of None, Sense8, Stranger Things, or the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Stranger Things.
Totally.
Yeah.
You are Luke Cage.
Yeah, okay.
You have a strong sense of loyalty to your family and friends, and nothing will get in your way to be there for them. You don't like fake people, and will stand up to bullies anytime, anywhere. Your reputation precedes you wherever you go, and people know not to mess with you.
Okay, yeah. That's me. Luke Cage. He is the best looking one.
I think Jessica Jones is the best looking one.
Well, of the male characters.
Oh, by far. Yeah. Well, I mean, Charlie Cox is not.
Yeah, I mean, none of them are. I mean, they're all TV style.
Yeah, exactly. I'm personally a fan of Foggy.
As you would be. Mighty Ducks alumni.
Yeah, it's true. Well, I think that's our show for this week. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show, and you can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, and you can find a link there to our social media accounts. You can also email us there, and you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also find DisneyA episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms, as well as our YouTube channel, Adventures A. Up running, there's episodes out, up on, and videos out. It's a whole thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So we've got videos up and we're going to have more.
Yes. Probably. Maybe some from Disneyland someday.
Oh, definitely. Soon.
Someday.
Soon.
Yeah.
Soon. Yeah. I'm so excited. Okay. Can I say what we did today?
What did we do today?
We booked Goofy's Kitchen. We're going to go to a character meal.
Yay! Hopefully Goofy's just like a pretend chef and not the actual chef, because I don't want food poisoning. Pretty sure Chef Goofy would give you food poisoning. I've seen his how-to videos. They don't go well.
That's true.
Just like a figurehead. He's just a figurehead.
He's just a figurehead, yeah. Also, have you been to Goofy's Kitchen, and do you recommend breakfast or supper?
Yes, we've booked the dinner seating, but we're somewhat debating on breakfast instead.
Yeah, we're thinking about switching it.
I don't know.
So, I'll throw the question up on our Instagram too. But yeah, if you have a suggestion, we'd love to hear it for those of you who've gone. Also, if you know someone who might like listening to us, the best thing you can do is recommend Disney A to them. The more we get rated, the more we get reviewed, the more people can find us. But also, word of mouth helps a lot with that as well. You can also listen to Disney A episodes on Magic of the Mouse Radio Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern. And Magic of the Mouse Radio can be found on most radio station apps. Brandon, we were just talking about our trip to Disney.
Yep.
We're going to ride in a plane on the way there, right?
Probably.
We're probably not going to walk.
I'm not going to walk, no.
Well, we were talking about a super cool topic that we're gonna discuss next week. What are the best Disney movies to watch on the plane? What are your
favorite? That was a good idea I had.
Yeah, it was.
We should do that.
We're going to do that next week.
Okay.
Okay? So if you have suggestions that you're like, this is an excellent movie to watch on the plane, or what makes a good Disney movie to watch on the plane? Because some are better than others. I don't want to watch Up on the plane.
No, you ugly crying all over
exactly,
the place.
Exactly. Fox and the Hound, another round? No.
The flight attendants are coming by. Are you going to be okay? Do we have to land the plane?
Yeah. Exactly. So you see what I mean? Yeah. That's a great movie, not a good plane movie. Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or something like Super Intense, not a great plane movie.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that and pick maybe a few favorites that we think would be excellent plane watchable movies.
Okay.
So make sure you send us your suggestions and your recommendations. But I'm Krista.
And I'm Luke Cage. I mean, Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Intro music.
Do-do-do-do-do.